the differences between Canadian accents from Halifax, Nova Scotia to Vancouver, British Columbia, are nowhere near as great as the regional accents that one hears in Great Britain. Even though there are fewer people spread this tremendous distance of nearly 4,000 miles, I think when you look at voices and the sounds they make, you have to really think in many ways in terms of North America as opposed just to Canada, because although the boundary between the United States and Canada runs east to west, the fact is that the BC people relate to Californians in more ways than one. The prairie farmer relates to his counterpart in the Midwestern United States in more ways than one. The East Coast fisherman relates to his counterpart in the New England states, around in the Boston area particularly, in more ways than one. But speaking exclusively of Canada, there are funny little things come out. For example, in Nova Scotia, a true Nova Scotian, in saying the word A-F-T-E-R, will always insert an R. It will always come out after. And you can always spot a true Nova Scotian because he drops that extra R in. There's one point I should make, and it's an obvious one, I suppose, and that is when you get into French Canada, when you get the French Canadians speaking English, naturally, a great many of them have a pronounced French accent. And I'm certain that many English-speaking Canadians have a pronounced English accent when they speak French.